When Children Leave Home. When Children Leave Home. That's always an interesting time for parents when children leave home. Because when children leave home, they're going off on their own. They're going to take all of the wisdom and the knowledge that they learned from their parents, from their family, and put it in practice for themselves. Now, every home is not considered the ideal home, but every home is considered a good home. And because every home is considered a good home, then that means that every family hates to lose their children. They hate that when their children go away. They hate that when their children go away, because when their children go away, they don't have their loving presence around the house. They don't have their loving attention around the house. Historically, this is something that is true in every family, in every life. And this is why we think of God as a father. And this is why we think of ourselves as the children of God. We don't like to think of ourselves as God, but every time we leave home, we now are going to be the parents. We are going to be the mother and the father. We're going to be the children. We're going to be the family of our own. And until we are a family of our own, until we are a group of people who live our own life and follow our own path and have our own ideals and know what is important for us, until that happens, our lives will be rather useless. It's interesting how people do leave home in the finest homes, the modest homes, and the very sub-modest homes. But when there is a family love, when there is a parental love, when they love their brothers and sisters and their mother and father, when they love their relatives, and they love them all regardless of what they do, regardless of who they are, regardless if they are a relative, if they are a member of the family, then you stand by them and you give them all the help, all the guidance, all the love, and all the goodness that you can. Because that's what life is all about. Life is all about caring about those whom we love. Caring about those who are important in our world. And it'll always be that way. This is something inborn in us from the very beginning, that we all care very much about who our parents are, who our family is, who is wonderful in our world. Yes. We wonder why we call God the Father. We wonder why we call Jesus Christ the Son. We wonder why in all religions there is this family quality, this family attitude, this feeling of children and parents and relatives, and all of whom are very important, and all of whom have a long list of remembrance and response to them in our life. Oh, then we say, that's like a previous uncle. He had a bad habit, and I have a bad habit. Oh, those are disease germs that came down long in the family, and we all have them. Oh, those are attitudes that our family has had, and we have had them all of our life, and they are not very pleasant. These are things that come into our world. These are things that come into our world. Now, are we going to allow ourselves to be in bondage to that? Are we going to allow ourselves to be in bondage to the type of parents we have, the type of brothers and sisters we have, the aunts and uncles and cousins and grandparents we have, whoever are in our world? Are we going to be allowing ourselves to be in bondage to them? We do, you know. We do, very definitely. We do very definitely, and that's why we call our parents father, mother, our siblings, brothers, sisters. That's why throughout the Bible times, that term is used. The family terms are used for the relationship between families naturally, but between the divinity, between God, between Father, Mother, God, we say that. We say our brothers. We say all the things that affect us in our life. And as we say these things, what are we doing? We are giving power to that symbology that follows down through the eons, that follows down through all time, and says that we respond to God as we respond to our Father. Now, we were at times thinking as children that our parents knew everything. Our Father was God. Our Father knew everything. And our brother could always fight our fights for us, and our family would always stick together and hold together and be a bonded family, one that loved one another regardless of all circumstance, always standing up for one another, even in their greatest trials and tribulations. And as these thoughts are in most family lives, as these thoughts are in most of our relationship and our understanding of God, our understanding of the Christ, we are bound by them. And however our family was, however our childhood was, however our parents were, however we are as parents and we are as children, however that goes, that's how we are responding to our divinity. And it can be a very limiting thing as we respond to our divinity in that way, because as we respond to our divinity in that way, what are we doing? As we are responding to our divinity in that way, we are seeing ourselves in a limited manner. Because our parents, or we as parents, or our brothers and sisters, or we as brothers and sisters, our relationship, all has a little tincture of limitation about it, a little attitude of imperfection about it. And because it has this attitude of imperfection, this limitation about it, that it's not really magnificent, it's not really the allness, it's not really the isness, then we say that of ourselves. And the divine in us is saying to us, you are the all, you are the isness, you are the wonderful quality of all of life. You are divine. And are we really divine? Are we really the allness? Are we really wonderful? And the answer is yes. Are we really beyond whatever human limitations would have us be? You see, as long as we're going to think of parents, we're going to think of human parents. We very seldom think divine parents transcending the human attitude or concept of parenthood. And when we think of our brothers and sisters, we think of them as humans. We don't think of our brothers and sisters as being divine or being the Christ. We don't think of these things, and because we don't think of these things, we limit ourselves. And children want to leave home because they want to get off and start their own world. They want to rise to the higher levels of their consciousness, of their attitudes, of their dreams. They want to be something more magnificent than anything that they have ever known before. And they know they have to leave their home. They have to leave the family. They have to leave the life that they had led. They have to leave. Oh, this is my child. I remember when you were in diapers. Oh, yes, I pushed you in the baby buggy. Oh, yes. I remember when you had your illness. I remember this. And you see, all of those things are remembering all the limitations of who we were. And today, we're beyond those limitations. We are stepping forth into the brilliance and the magnificence of ourselves as divine. And perhaps it's time for us to leave home mentally and physically and move into a higher realm of understanding. For when you move into your prayer, when you move into your attitude, when you move into your thoughtfulness of being one as the infinite. You can no longer think of yourself as a human child. You can no longer think of your children as being human children, or your parents or your family all being human. Because Dante's Inferno is long past, is long out of scope. It's no longer the way we live our lives. We know we go beyond that. We know that we are divine. We know that we must leave our human home, we must leave our human life to enter into the divine life. And once we enter into the divine life, all is beautiful and all is good and all is magnificent. And all is the truth about us. Are you ready to leave home? Are you able to let your children leave home and go off on their own? They're going to do it anyhow. Might as well do it with your conscious release of all that is past and live in the now and enter into that meditation, that prayerfulness, that introspection, and find the infinite being that you are and that I am now. Join me in this awareness and this delight. And let's leave home and enter not into the Father's kingdom, but into our own inner divine kingdom, since we are the Father. I love you. I love you. I love you.